Well, I just saw a press release this afternoon that is absolutely brilliant. You know, the Seattle City Council, they have a resolution calling for the state of Idaho to breach the dams on the Snake River. The Seattle City Council is telling Idaho what to do with its dams. The state legislature has a study that they have called for to breach the Snake River dams. That was approved in this last legislative session. And Republican State Senator Doug Erickson says, you know what? This is all brilliant. The Democrats wanting to breach the dams over in Idaho. Why don't we take care of things here at home first? And State Senator Doug Erickson joins us here on Cairo Radio. Senator, this is an absolutely brilliant proposal on your part.
Hey, Dory, I appreciate that. But, you know, I don't think a lot of people in Seattle actually realize the amount of significant environmental impacts that have been done in the area to create Seattle. I think we should take a long, hard look at trying to fix some of those environmental issues that would help salmon stocks and help the orca whales before the city of Seattle starts trying to tell the people of the Tri-Cities or Idaho how to live their lives.
And so you have drafted legislation for the next legislative session, and it would call for Seattle to do what?
Well, three things I want to study. Number one, there's a thing called the Ballard Locks. It's that thing that connects Lake Union and Lake Washington to Puget Sound.
Senator, I grew up in Ballard. The all-time attendance record at the Ballard Locks was set when I was 7 years old and waved my hand in front of the electric eye for 3 hours one summer day.
It's a great place.
Yeah.
But what people in Seattle don't necessarily realize, and I'd imagine a lot of the Seattle City Council members don't realize this, that when the Ballard Locks were put in, that lowered the lake level of Lake Washington and Lake Union by 10 to 15 feet.
Right.
Now, that's a lot of salmon habitat that was lost due to lowering those lakes.
So what you're suggesting is taking out the dam barrier at the Ballard Locks.
Yeah, breach the Ballard Locks first before we start talking about Eastern Washington, and restore Lake Union and Lake Washington to their natural state that was there before European settlers showed up here 168 years ago.
Wait, and if we took out the dam at the Ballard Locks, would that lower Lake Union or raise it? It would lower it, wouldn't it?
Well, originally when the locks were put in, it lowered the lakes by 15 feet. So we would actually have to go back and then refill in the cut by the University of Washington that connects the lakes together so we could restore the lake levels there. And we want to talk about getting back to natural levels to benefit, you know, salmon and orcas.
Right.
These are the kind of things that need to happen in Seattle.
And then also you're saying before we tell Idaho to take out the Snake River dams that we should remove all of the Seattle City light dams as well?
Well, I think we should look into that. We need to take a look at what the environmental damage has been caused by putting up those big dams on the Skagit River up in my legislative district.
Right.
So, Dory, pretty much all the power for Seattle City Light comes out of the 42nd Legislative District, which I represent down in Olympia. And I don't think the people of Seattle realize that either, that those are two very big dams. There's nothing there for economic purposes. There's no locks, so they aren't used to transport wheat or hay or products.
Yeah.
They're just simply there to produce electricity for the city of Seattle.
So why haven't the Democrats called for removing the Skagit River dams before they talk about the Snake River dams?
Yeah, I think it's very interesting. I think that many of them just don't realize that that's where they get their electricity from. Just like I don't think many of them realize that the Ballard Locks, drained Lake Union and Lake Washington and got rid of a lot of excellent salmon habitat, in doing so.
And then the other thing you mentioned in your proposed study is a lot of people don't realize that the Seattle waterfront, that Seattle was regraded. It was the Denny regrade where they literally took fire hoses and washed much of Denny Hill down to what is now the Seattle waterfront area. And you're suggesting that we look at getting back to that natural state as well?
Well, I take a look at three things in my legislation: taking out the dams on the Skagit, breaching the Ballard Locks, and also daylighting Ravenna Creek. Ravenna Creek runs from a Green Lake down to Lake Union through the University of Washington, and I think we should restore Ravenna Creek back to its natural state. After we take a look at those three things, I think we should take a look at the Denny regrade, restoring that, and getting all of that fill out of Elliott Bay, which is, obviously had a very negative impact on salmon. And I don't even get into the Seattle Seawall, which is probably the largest bulkhead in Washington State, which also has very negative impacts towards aquatic life.
Of course. Well, and so the other nice part, if we got back to the original state of the waterfront, is what is now the waterfront tunnel would be a daylight road.
I think essentially.
Yeah.
It might be back underwater.
Or that. Well, that'd be an unfortunate side effect, I guess, of your legislation. But, well, this is brilliant. So if you're just telling the Democrats in our state before they tell Idaho to remove their dams from the Snake River, let's take care of things at home first and look at the Seattle City Light dams on the Skagit and the Ballard Locks and get the Lake Union, Lake Washington back to where they were 170 years ago.
Yep, exactly. You know, I think those are kind of things that we should be taking a look at in Seattle if they truly care, you know, about the things they're talking about. You know, lead by example. Let's see them go and restore those things. And like my press release says, it might flood out Boeing Field at Renton. You know, that might be underwater once we do this. But I'm sure that the economy can quickly adjust to some types of ecotourism, and they can do kayak tours over there in Renton, you know,
sure,
where the Boeing plant used to be.
Look,
it'd be good. You know, it'd be good. Ecotourism is a great type of economic development that we could replace those Boeing jobs with.
Well, look, you are the kind of eco-warrior that we need in Olympia. So I appreciate this, and, you know, you'll have my full support in this legislative session to make Seattle great again.
Hey, thank you, Dory. We'll get to work on it. See if they take us up on the offer. At least study. To at least take a look and study what's going on there in the greater Seattle area.
Hey, Democrats love studies. I know that. Okay, Senator, I appreciate it. Thanks for coming on with me.
You bet you, Dory. Thank you.
Okay, State Senator Doug Erickson. All right, what do you think? Should we take out the Ballard Locks, fill in the waterway between the Sound and Lake Union, and take out the Seattle City Light dams? Let's do that before we tell Idaho what to do with their dams, for crying out loud. Love it.